To join Robert, Mary, and Rudy, call anytime, 800-387-8025, or connect with us on Facebook and Instagram at RM World Travel. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Nice to have you back with Mary and me for the remaining few minutes of this week's broadcast as we check in with show friend Ron Lieber. And before we do that, a quick word from the team at LifeLock.
The past few weeks, we've shared some news of the data breaches at Orbitz, Saks Fifth Avenue, Off Fifth, Lord & Taylor, and Panera Bread. Well, we also need to add to that a massive data breach involving Delta Airlines credit cards. This is just another reason why we encourage you to have the new LifeLock identity theft protection that now includes the power of Norton Security, as protecting your good name and credit, of course, is important.
You know, folks, LifeLock uses proprietary technology to detect threats to your identity, while Norton Security helps protect up to five of your devices from online threats. And if there ever is a problem, LifeLock agents will work to fix it. Join now at LifeLock.com. Use promo code RM. You'll save 10%. Or you can find a link at RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
Show friend and the Your Money columnist for the New York Times, Ron Lieber, is joining us for this segment of the show to talk about a piece he recently wrote that addresses the costs of sending an unaccompanied minor on a domestic flight. His inspiration for the article? His own 12-year-old daughter.
Hey, Ron, welcome back to the show. It's been a while.
It has been, but it's nice to be back.
Well, we appreciate that. So first, you know, clearly you have a confident and independent daughter who was willing to take a flight from New York City to Chicago alone shortly after her 12th birthday. So we understand American is your preferred carrier. And I want to know, what did you find with that airline with the fees for minors?
Well, what we found when we went shopping for the trip between New York City and Chicago, that the prices were the same as they usually are. You know, we won't call them out for collusion exactly, but it's very rarely actually competitive. And what we found was that the round-trip flight was going to be $300. This was towards the end of December, whether it was on American or whether it was on Southwest. But what we realized after that was that American wanted to levy $150 each way for an unaccompanied minor fee. So they figured that our
double the price.
Oh, wow.
Exactly, right? It doubles the price.
Yeah.
So, you know, as a 12-year-old, their rules say that she's got to fly as an unaccompanied minor because she is not yet 15.
Right.
And with Southwest, they don't do it that way. Once you're 12, you are free to fly as a grown-up would, although you can still pay the unaccompanied minor fee if you want the supervision. And all kids are different. Our kid, you know, feels developmentally ready to do that. We felt like she was ready. And so it sure seemed like a no-brainer to us to pay $300 instead of $600. And we were surprised the difference was so big.
Ron, did you happen to check Delta and United as well?
We did not,
okay.
And I know that the rules are the same.
Okay.
United is sort of last on our list for a variety of reasons, in part because the hub at Newark is not convenient to our house.
Right.
And so, you know, it was really down to these two.
Okay. Curious if you found out anything while you were researching this regarding how airlines break down these costs, this additional cost that you're mentioning. Pretty sure I know the answer, but were the airlines fairly transparent about where these fees go?
Not exactly. You know, I looked around at all the major carriers and the discount ones as well. You know, I'd say the best sort of breakdown of it I found was on the Frontier Airlines website, and you know, they explained that there were a whole bunch of things going on behind the scenes there, right? Everything from the cost of the you know, gate agent to keep track of the kid, the cost of the flight attendant, you need to check in, and so you're sort of crowding you know, the check-in area, you've got to issue these passes. That's somebody else going through security. But, you know, it wasn't like they broke it down where they've actually figured out the time value of each individual person.
I think when you're finding out, you could almost have a two-for-one special with what you found out there, that your daughter could have had two trips with what you would have paid on American to go Southwest. That was the right decision. But I really want to know this, you know, regarding solo travel for minors, because you had that firsthand experience, you know, what was it like for you and your wife? I mean, excitement, pride, trepidation, and, you know, and since we applaud your daughter's ambitions, I guess more importantly, you know, how'd she enjoy her trip?
It was a non-event for her. You know, she's a city kid. She lives in Brooklyn. She started taking the subway at the beginning of fifth grade. You know, so she'd been doing that for months by the time that she took this trip. And, you know, for her, it was just another kind of half step into, if not adulthood, then in teenage land where, you know, kids do this sort of thing all the time. And we didn't worry about it all that much. You know, I've been covering the airline industry off and on for, you know, close to 20 years now. I'm kind of a rationalist about the odds of bad things happening, you know, whether it's crashes or whether it's, you know, diversions and diversions that result in overnight stays.
Right.
And so I knew that the odds were low. We had a contingency plan in place. It all seemed fine.
Well, and again, and we had a scenario just this past week, obviously, with Southwest. But, I mean, things happen. But you obviously...
And we have cell phones today that
correct.
I think
it's
make it a
good.
Little easier.
So, Ron, listen, very nice to connect with you today. Folks, if you want to keep up on Ron's writings, you can just visit him at ronlieber.com. And it's LIEBER.com. Ron, appreciate it. You have a nice day, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you, Ron. Take care.
All right, nice to talk to Ron.
Yeah, nice guy. Great story about his daughter.
It is, and good for her for getting out there.
Interesting information, yeah.
That's
yeah,
absolutely.
Looking to do that.
Folks, it's that time again. It is time for us to put a wrap on today's edition of our weekly travel get-together. It just comes merry, goes so quickly.
Every week.
Please be sure to follow us on Twitter, LinkedIn, Instagram, and Facebook at RM World Travel. A sincere thanks to all of the guests who appeared on the show today with Mary, Rudy, and me. Thanks to our show team for helping us put today's program together and to get it to you. To all of our network affiliates and sponsors, and certainly to all of you out there who help make what we do America's number one travel radio show. Wherever you may be headed this week, safe travels and enjoy.
You've been listening to your RM World Travel Connection, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.